Volume 3, Number 4, Fall 2013, WLBPD at AADL News, Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL, 734-327-4224, WLBPD at AADL.org. Series are now available on digital cartridge. WLBPD at AADL is excited to offer a new service to our patrons, series on digital cartridge. Now, instead of waiting for the next book in a series to arrive, you can receive an entire series or multiple titles in a series on a single digital cartridge. You can listen to the books in order, or you can use the bookshelf feature on your digital player to navigate through multiple books. There are currently 20 different series to choose from as part of the series on digital cartridge service. Depending on the playing time of the series, it may come complete on a single cartridge, or it may be contained on multiple cartridges. A reader advisor will provide you with details when you place your request. To request one of these series, or to inquire about the availability of a series that's not listed here, contact us by email at wlbpd@aadl.org or call 734-327-4224. The checkout period for series cartridges is 6 months. Series currently available for checkout. Alex Cross series by James Patterson, 20 books. Kinsey Milhone series by Sue Grafton, 22 books. Lucas Davenport series by John Sanford, 23 books. Stephanie Plum series by Janet Ivanovich, 22 books. Temperance Brennan series by Kathy Reichs, 15 books. Three Pines series by Louise Penny, 8 books. Virgin River series by Robin Carr, 18 books. Regan Riley series by Carol Higgins Clark, 13 books. In Death series by J.D. Robb, 37 books. Women's Murder Club series by James Patterson, 12 books. Harry Bosch series by Michael Connelly, 18 books. Jack Ryan series by Tom Clancy, 13 books. Little House series by Laura Ingalls Wilder, 9 books. Agatha Raisin series by M.C. Beaton, 23 books. Agent Pendergast series by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, 12 books. Baxter Family series by Karen Kingsbury, 6 books. Kate Shugak series by Dana Stabenow, 20 books. Maisie Dobbs series by Jacqueline Winspear, 9 books. Mitford series by Jan Karen, 10 books. The Southern Vampire Mysteries, also known as the Sookie Stackhouse Novels series by Charlene Harris, 14 books. Bard, Braille and Audio Reading Download. All 50,000-plus NLS digitally converted titles are currently accessible for searching and downloading onto commercially purchased digital cartridges, flash drives, or other devices. If you're interested in downloading titles on your own to play on your digital player or another commercial player, please complete a brief online application. You may access the application and the NLS DB catalog at nlsbard.loc.gov. Library of Congress Braille and Talking Book Program releases book download app through Apple. The Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, mobile app is now available through the Apple App Store. The free app allows readers to download audio and Braille books from their NLS BARD accounts. BARD now contains over 50,000 books, magazines, and music scores in audio and Braille formats with new selections added daily. NLS Director Karen Kenninger said, "The BARD mobile app allows searching, downloading, and reading Braille and talking books and magazines on one fully accessible mainstream device. It's a library in your pocket. With BARD mobile, patrons can play talking books and magazines on their iOS devices. Patrons may also read electronic Braille books, magazines, and music scores using a refreshable Braille display connected to their iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch through Bluetooth. Patrons will be able to receive their reading materials faster and won't have to be weighted down with bulky volumes or playback equipment. Bard Mobile will work on any iOS device running iOS 4.3.3 or later. This includes the iPhone 3GS and all later iPhones, all iPads, and 4th generation or later iPod Touches. If you have one of these devices, be sure it is running iOS 4.3.3 or later. To access Bard Mobile, you must have an active Bard account with a working username and permanent password. To apply for a Bard account, go to nlsbard.loc.gov and click on the link titled Bard Application Instructions. Once you've established your Bard account with your permanent password and you've agreed to the Bard Pledge, you can get started with Bard Mobile. Search for Bard Mobile in the App Store and download it to your device. The Bard Mobile app may be downloaded to up to 5 devices with a single login and password. The Bard Mobile app allows you to download items from the recently added books and recently added magazine sections of the Bard site and from your wish list. So if there are books you know you're going to want to read right away, add them to your wish list. It is also easy to add books to your wish list from within Bard Mobile because when you browse the site, either from within the app or from Safari on your iOS device, the download link following every book title changes to an Add to Wish List link. Bard Mobile must be open while books are downloading. If you switch to a different app, downloading will stop. The screen must be unlocked throughout the download. Please see the Bard Mobile user guide at nlsbard.loc.gov/apidocs/bardmobile.userguide.ios.1.0.html. The manual is also available within the app itself in the Help section of the Bard Mobile bookshelf. If you want to read Braille books with Bard Mobile, you need a Braille display. Be sure to read Section 7 of the User Guide. It explains how to configure your display and provides keystrokes that make reading Braille a better experience. If you have Bard books or magazines on your computer, you can use iTunes file sharing or Dropbox to load them into Bard Mobile. Load them as zip files. Bard Mobile will unpack them automatically. When you open a talking book or magazine that you have loaded in this way for the first time, be sure Bard Mobile has access to the internet, as the app will need to download an authorization file from the Bard website. This step is not necessary for Braille files. Now you can get started. Enjoy the app. Walk-in assistive technology training available. Nick Wilcox is an assistive technology trainer with a computer information systems degree from Eastern Michigan University and 10 years of experience in teaching adaptive technology. He specializes in accessibility of computer hardware and software for people with disabilities. If you're interested in receiving assistive technology training, including assistance with applying for Bard or learning how to download titles from Bard independently, please stop by the downtown AADL for a walk-in assistance on any Tuesday, 1 to 6 p.m., or Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Contact us. Phone 734-327-4224. Email wlbpd@aadl.org. Website wlbpd.aadl.org. WLBPD location and hours. The WLBPD collection is housed in the downtown Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South Fifth Avenue, Ann Arbor, at the corner of South Fifth Avenue and William Street. The library is open Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Library locations, downtown, 343 South Fifth Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Mallets Creek Branch, 3090 East Eisenhower Parkway, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. Pittsfield Branch, 2359 Oak Valley Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. Traverwood Branch, 3333 Traverwood Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. West Branch, 25 at 03 Jackson Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103.